Track 6, further news items. Offensive graffiti daubed on sea wall. Offensive graffiti, described as racist, has been painted along Dawlish sea wall. A Network Rail spokesperson said, "We are aware that offensive graffiti was recently sprayed on the Dawlish sea wall. We understand the impact graffiti can have on local communities, and we're committed to removing any which appears as soon as possible after it is reported to us. Our team will be attending the area within the next 24 hours to remove it and has saved images of what was sprayed on the structure should this be required by law enforcement for investigative purposes." The graffiti has sparked condemnation in Dawlish. The one resident commented, "It could have a proper vibrant mural across the wall, maybe something planned and properly thought out, but bringing a group of kids in to help and do something that resonates with Dawlish as a place." Another suggested Dawlish Town Council should host a graffiti workshop with young people so they can get involved and produce something better.
Three are injured after large fight. A large fight that broke out in Newton Abbot left three people with knife injuries. Police were called at 2:15 a.m. on Sunday, the 13th of October, to Market Street, Newton Abbot, following a report of an altercation taking place. A man in his 30s sustained a stab wound and was taken to hospital to be treated. His injuries are not believed to be life-threatening or changing. Two other men, aged in their 30s and 50s, sustained slash-type wounds which are not believed to be serious. A 24-year-old man from Tynmouth was arrested on suspicion of Section 18 assault, causing grievous bodily harm with intent and wounding without intent. He has been released on police bail while inquiries continue. Anyone who witnessed the incident or has any information which may assist our investigation is asked to call the police on 101.
Event to understand dementia. Staff at a Newton Abbot residential home organised a session to help members of the community understand dementia. Warburg Court in College Road, which cares for some older people with dementia, hosted a Dementia Friends event at Newton Abbot Recreation Ground. Led by Samantha Hayden, registered manager, the event aimed to empower community members to understand dementia and support those living with it. The initiative, run by the Alzheimer's Society, is a nationwide movement dedicated to increasing awareness and reducing the stigma surrounding dementia. Through the programme, participants learn how their actions can make a significant difference to those living with the condition. Samantha explained, "We treat every resident as we would treat our own mothers and fathers. That same philosophy applies beyond our care home to how we support people in the community. Hosting this session is about sharing that compassionate care with others, helping people understand how they can make everyday life easier for someone with dementia. Attendees learned about the challenges those with dementia face, including memory loss, communication difficulties, and confusion. The session offered practical guidance on how to be more patient, compassionate, and helpful, whether in a professional care setting or in casual encounters with people in public spaces." Samantha added, "Events like these ensure more people can contribute to creating a dementia-friendly environment."
Apprentice wins Young Achiever Award. A young engineer from Bevy Tracy has been named top apprentice at a prestigious industry award. Max James, who works for Bridge Civil Engineering, received the accolade at the Civil Engineering Contractors Association Southwest Young Achiever Awards. Max's career in civil engineering construction began during a work experience program. His sights were always set on the apprenticeship route, and he joined Bridge straight from school. As well as continuing his studies, Max's skills are employed on numerous sites, including a major highway scheme at Barnstaple. Max said, "I firmly believe that the apprenticeship route can lead to a lifelong career, and I am determined to be a role model for young people who choose to earn while they learn." Commenting on Max's success, Southwest Chair Phil Ramsden said, "Max's commitment to the apprenticeship route is exemplary and demonstrates that there are many ways for young people to enter and develop rewarding careers in civil engineering construction with the support of employers such as Bridge. He clearly has a very bright future ahead of him." The Southwest Young Achiever Awards are presented annually in recognition of exceptional performance, with each winner receiving a trophy and cheque for £500.
Commuters warned of disruption to bus services. Bus passengers in Teignbridge are being warned of significant disruption expected due to work along Torquay Harbourside. Commuters too are being advised to allow extra time and to check changes in bus services, as the Strand in Torquay is now closed for 6 weeks. The 12 service, which runs between Newton Abbot and Brixham, is affected, as is the 22, which operates through Tynmouth and Dawlish and Dawlish Warren. Torbay Council says no traffic will be able to pass through the Strand from the Fleet Street car park exit junction to the clock tower from October the 15th to November the 29th. This is to allow for final works in four different areas to be completed for an improvement scheme funded by Town Deal money. The council said there will be changes to services during the road closure, and passengers were urged to check timetables before they travel. The authority said the closure will affect services operated by Stagecoach and Torbay buses. All bus stops on Fleet Street and Carey Parade in both directions will be closed. All rerouted services will depart from the Pavilion and Princess Gardens on Torbay Road, opposite the Torbay Hotel. Signage will be in place to direct passengers. The work will affect Teignbridge bus users wanting to travel from Newton Abbot, Dawlish and Tynmouth in and out of Torquay.
Trauma greater among hospitalised children denied playtime. Children in hospital are more likely to experience trauma and mental health issues if they're denied opportunities to play, according to a new report by health play charity Starlight. The charity, which supports children's play in hospitals and hospices to boost well-being and resilience during illness, said that out of the 1.2 million children's hospital admissions and attendances in the Southwest per year, 46% are for children and young people experiencing deprivation. Data also revealed that in England, only 1 in 6 hospital trusts have health play professionals working in the evenings, while less than a quarter of trusts have a designated budget for play. The report, which did not provide specific data for Devon, coincided with Play in Healthcare Week, October the 14th to the 18th, revealing that a lack of play in healthcare settings disproportionately impacts children experiencing deprivation, with higher rates of hospitalisation among this group across the country. According to the charity, play can reduce fear, pain and trauma during treatment and recovery from illness, thereby boosting mental and physical health and resilience. Kathy Gilman, Chief Executive of Starlight, said, "Going to hospital can be scary and overwhelming, and no child and their family should have to navigate the intense emotions around this experience alone. It is as shocking as it is sad that children experiencing deprivation are more likely to be affected." Health play specialist Hamira Elahi added, "Every day I see how play helps reduce children's worries, anxiety and trauma. It takes their mind off why they're in hospital, and play can help reduce the time children spend in hospital.